Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
Just about all of us who have email or social media have seen a message telling us, research confirms if we take such and such, we will look more attractive, cure most of our diseases, and live longer. These messages often come from friends with good intentions who may or may not have anything to sell, but are clearly excited about something, and they want us in on the benefits. Though health statements are compelling, many frequently lack the true merits of research that would demand lifestyle changes. I only half-jokingly say that I can use the internet to find three countering opinions on any health topic. That's just one of the many potential issues with evaluating health research. The information does often seem contradictory, and it usually has something to do with the size and scope of the study performed. Research methods need to be scrutinized carefully. Many of the headlines shared through news outlets and social media platforms involve observational studies. In such studies, several elements were observed and somebody wrote up a conclusion that the elements were correlated. Such a study should not be confused as determination of cause. When you think about it, observation would lead us to conclude, from our vantage point, that the Earth is indeed flat and that the sun really revolves around us. Another erroneous conclusion of observation would be that umbrellas cause rain because umbrellas were observed during rainstorms. You see how that works? Unfortunately, many of the conclusions of observational studies are heralded and the background factors are ignored. Consider that animal tests are not perfectly able to replicate human results. Be careful about accepting animal test results as being solid evidence of human potentials. This is especially true when considering that animal diets tend to differ greatly from those induced by researchers. Rabbits are typically vegetarians, but some research studies fed them food very alien to their normal diets, and then they drew conclusions. Many studies seem to draw solid conclusions based on very small samples. If the test included, say, 20 individuals, the results should lead to skepticism. The converse is also true. Just because the sample size includes legions of people, the results are not necessarily more credible. Unfortunately, statistics are known to lie, and they can often be skewed inappropriately. I could spend a lot more time on this topic, but let's wrap it up with these thoughts. If it's too good to be true, then it probably is. When you see health information on a social media site or by email, take time to ponder the original source of the information and check around with credible sources before forwarding it to others. Common sense isn't always the best guide, but some common sense can keep us away from trouble found at the extremes of health misinformation.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.